Hello friends, the tennis Andudi, for the preparation for the lesson are USA Northeast and New York 3. USA Northeast. USA Northeast, go ahead.
Asaf.
Dear friend, it is time to act. All of us now are observing inwardly into our hearts and find one unique and unified heart. Now, from there, we work to raise a common prayer to build the common kli for the reception of the light. Let's thank the Creator for giving us the great privilege to sit together and remember that just as He gave it to us, He can take it from us. So, let's realize every moment that we can. Dear friends, let's make the utmost effort this lesson to bring all the individuals into the whole.
We're going to read an excerpt from a prayer before a prayer by Noam Elimelech. Rescue us from envy. Let not jealousy of any person arise in our hearts. On the contrary, let us each see the merits of our friends and not their faults. And let each of us speak to his friend in the way that is desirable to you. And let no hatred from one arise from one on the other. Strengthen our connection with love to you as it is known and revealed to you. That all will be to bring contentment to you. This is our main intention. And if we cannot aim our hearts to you, you will teach us. So we will truly know the intention of your goodwill. For all this, we pray to you, merciful God, to accept our prayer with mercy and willingly. Amen.
Question for an active workshop. How does a prayer before a prayer evoke a need for the Creator's help? Once again, question for an active workshop. How does a prayer before a prayer evoke a need for the Creator's help?
We don't have a need for love or mutual bestowal That's why we need to artificially awaken the need, and this is called the prayer before a prayer.
Exactly. We have to awaken this desire. Radically, you know, we need to worry only about the deficiency. So to be with your friends in the ten as one man with one heart.
The fact that we even pray to have a prayer is only because the friends influence us this way. Otherwise, no one would want to make that prayer. Because we do it for the sake of the friends, we ask the Creator's help, and this is what He hears, and this is what brings Him joy.
Say this before every lesson. We need our friends' help to find the prayer. We can't do anything by ourselves, and we are begging the Creator for His help to find the right intention. Ite.
And this is what shows us in practice, the mutual help, mutual support that we need, and the prayer before a prayer. We're all in the same situation. We have to come to a state of prayer, and this is our common prayer. Sean.
Friends need to awaken each other. Why we need a prayer, why we don't even want to think about each other and it doesn't bother us, and all that can be awakened by the friends. Coleman.
I want to change. Our nature is opposite from the goal. A prayer before a prayer allows us to ask something we don't want. And therefore, awaken the need for the Creator.
It's the lowest place. I don't think there is a lower place for the beginning of the path. We hear you very low, Chezi.
Okay, you go.
Yeah, a prayer before a prayer is when we prepare the kelim, the desire for our surrounding. And we strengthen the power of the prayer. And that allows us to unite among us.
Moshi.
Only through the environment, but through prayer and envy and honor. Through envy, lust, and honor, we can awaken the need, an artificial need, and that is actually called a prayer.
Yeah, it's also very important to be persistent, to really persist with praying, with a deficiency for the quality of bestowal to resemble the light.
question for a silent workshop. With the common deficiency that we have built together, let us now turn to the Creator and offer Him this common deficiency to fill. Again, with the common deficiency that we've built together, let's now turn to the Creator and offer Him this common deficiency to fill.